I mean, Dan, you know, I can't say enough good things about Dan, so whatever you guys want to write about Dan Connolly, you can. I mean, he was an awesome guy, an awesome teammate, one of my best friends. It was an honor and a privilege for me to play behind him, next to him, anywhere around him for the past 7 years. I wish we could play together for longer, you know, but he's got time with his family now, and he's enjoying that. So anytime I get a chance, I go over there and get a free home-cooked meal, and he's having a great time. He's still plugged in. He still knows what's going on every day. He's watching all the games, and he's going to be our biggest fan this year.
That's what he does, man. That's mobile. He can throw the ball. He makes a lot of big plays. So just containing him and being able to stay fundamentally sound in our coverages and in our rush patterns will help us against what he does on the field.
And I think you start thinking about that kind of stuff, you kind of miss what's left for us here in training camp. We've got two more preseason games and a bunch of practices to get better, and I think that's what we're focused on right now.
Every guy who's not on the field is watching his position, you know, and so being able to be out there and see it live, watching it on film, all those things, I mean, they're all valuable. So no matter what your reason for not being on that play is, I think every guy's doing that. Everybody's expected to do that.
You name like free safety, kick returner, and those defense specialists?
Well, yeah, whatever. I'm sure I'd be terrible at all of them, but I'd love to do it anyways.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.